I'm David Brancaccio in New York. House lawmakers are scheduled to vote later this week on the $740 billion package to address climate change, prescription drug prices, and a minimum corporate tax. This after Vice President Kamala Harris provided the tie-breaking vote for Democrats in the Senate on Sunday. About half the new spending is aimed at climate change, reducing greenhouse gas emissions in the U.S., encouraging low or zero-emission technology, and helping especially vulnerable locations quell the effects of environmental change. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more, part of our ongoing coverage of the emerging law.
The bill provides tens of billions of dollars to mitigate climate change while at the same time trying to redress environmental inequity. Columbia climate economist Gernot Wagner explains what that means.
It is about climate change hitting the poor the most, right? The rich will adapt, the poor will suffer.
Wagner says low-income and minority communities are more at risk from extreme heat, for example, because of poor housing and a lack of air conditioning and green spaces. Sanjay Patnaik at the Brookings Institution says environmental inequality will be addressed with billions in block grants to, for instance,
reduce air pollution at ports. Oftentimes, communities that are vulnerable are located close to polluting sources.
There'll also be funding for local governments to buy cleaner running school and transit buses and garbage trucks, and tax incentives for renewable energy manufacturers to set up in disadvantaged communities. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.